The Dow pulling back 60 points, 11,347. NASDAQ down 17 at 2563. And the S&P 500 down 10 at 1213. The yield in the 10-year note at 2.66%. The dollar firmed overseas, and despite that, the price of gold moved higher today. Another record high of $1,410.10 an ounce, and we can say hi-ho silver again today, shooting up about 5.5% to $28.91 an ounce. Silver moved above $29 an ounce during the trading session. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, give us your view of this market here today.
Well, if the market has moved down and sideways, and it may continue that way for a little while, I think the most important reason for it is the worldwide consternation over the U.S. Federal Reserve proposing to buy $600 billion worth of securities over the next 8 months to keep interest rates low. And all of this may have a negative impact upon the dollar. Since the dollar is a reserve currency worldwide, every other nation in the world is concerned about driving down the value of the dollar.
Right, and we see on the front page of the Wall Street Journal something we've been talking about already for some time now. Other countries, including some of our closest allies, are very upset about what's going on, concerned about the value of the dollar and what impact this is going to have and possibly a currency war, all of this ahead of the big G20 meeting. What do you think is going to play out here?
Well, I doubt that we'll have a currency war. I think that the consternation that's being expressed around the world will have impact on the Federal Reserve board members. And they may find a way here to mitigate this decision that's been made previously. And instead of going forward with a $600 billion buyback, they may play it by ear here over the next month or so and perhaps come to the realization that we've got to have increased interest rates in this country as well.
In the meantime, it's hard to ignore the price of gold and silver hitting highs. Gold above 1,400 now and gold at an all-time high, silver at a 30-year high. What's your view on the precious metals here?
Well, I'm still not a buyer of the securities that reflect the price of gold and silver, but it's certainly noteworthy that commodities in general, including things as basic as corn and cotton and so on, have made some really significant gains, which look like they may be more permanent rather than temporary. And all of this will lead to inflation, which again should push interest rates higher.
Where are you putting money now and where are you taking it off the table?
Well, I'm being very careful with these high-flying securities, as I've said before. But yet, at the same time, I still think the home building stocks, which are down and out, so to speak, are attractive to buy at this point in time. I like the semiconductor companies, but I also like the broad-based technology stocks. I believe the companies in technology that supply the infrastructure have had good earnings reports, and it looks like their backlogs have held steady, if not increasing. So I would favor those areas as well.
What do you see happening in the financial sector? We did see MBank Financial file for a bankruptcy yesterday. The banking stocks are moving mostly lower today. Give us your view of that sector right now.
The MBank bankruptcy has been anticipated for quite some time, but the bank stocks now have moved lower in the last few days. I would be a buyer, a selective and careful, progressive buyer of bank stocks and other financial securities at this time.
Do you have any favorites in that sector?
Well, my favorites would be the larger banks, of course. I think Bank of America is attractive because it's had a more substantial decline. Citigroup is looked to me like it's about ready to do better, and I would favor Citigroup as well. But also there are some community banks, smaller in size, that look like they have a future, and I would favor those as well.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities, coming to us from the heart of downtown Los Angeles. Thank you very much for joining us live with your analysis here in the KNX Business Hour.